keep on forgetting my Gemara Yevamos. I bring everything else. But I guess I'm so used to the sheets that I have to rely on the sheets. So I hope tomorrow. No, that's okay. We're not going to be referring too much to it. Okay, yesterday we saw the machlokes, three-way machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chachomim. And we saw that Rabbi Elazar held that Mor V'lo Tovah is a Geirus. And he learned it from the Ovos. Rashi explained, Avoseinu Shemolu, Bimei Moshe, Kshiyotza Mirtzayim, Yotza Michlal, B'nei Noyach, L'kabel HaTayru, L'kabel B'nei Ashrina. So Rashi is saying that they did Mila, apparently, L'kabel HaTayru, L'kabel B'nei Ashrina. So the Ramban quotes this Rashi, and he asks, where do we find that they did Mila, Likonis tachas kanfei ashrin. The Gemara increases, does mention, and the Gemara brings down the mocha for Geirus, that there's mila by Geirus, so the Gemara brings down two psukim, kimulim hoyu kol ha'om ha'yotzim, and another pasuk, ve'evor alaych ve'erech mitzvaseses bedomayich, but you don't see from those psukim that they did mila b'shas matan teva. Right? And those psukim don't say that they did mila bishasa matan teiru. So the Ramban says that perhaps what the Gemara is referring to is that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do mila in Mitzrayim for Korban Pesach because of kol orel lo yochal bo. So Klal Yisrael did mila then. They did mila or they did hatovas damris for those who were already nimol. In order to be mekabel, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, meyata b'mitzvah zu, through the mila, to be mekabel upon themselves, likoneis tachas kanfei ashchina, lekabel aleim kol ma shiyitzavei molu atzman. In other words, the mila in Mitzrayim was a mila, the Ramban says, that through this mila they will mekabel upon themselves any mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give them. Right? At this particular time they were given the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But it was a mila al das kabolas mitzvahs, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give them. And that is the mila of that Rashi is talking about, the kabel toiro v'likonis tachas kanfei ashrina. And the Ramban quotes the Mechilta, that HaKadosh, the Mechilta says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Klal Yisrael, that they were Orum Ve'erya, they had no mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the mitzvah of Pesach, and the mitzvah of Mila, that they should be Yosek in those mitzvahs, so that they could be Zoicha to the Geula, that's Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. So in other words, the Ramban is saying that through the Mila, there was Zoicha to the Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, there was Zoicha to the Geula, because through that Mila, apparently, they were Mekabel upon themselves mitzvahs. It wasn't just a Mila, that they were Mitzuva in from Avram Avinu, but it was a Mila that they were given now, Al Menas Lekabel Mitzvahs, Likonis Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. And so too, the other Pasuk Gemara increases quotes, Ki Molim Hoyu Kol Ha'om, Mashma, that when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were mal themselves. So this was the mila of the mila of Likonis Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Right? So that's how the Ramban explains the Rashi. But the problem is the problem is what about Shevet Levi? Right? For all of Klal Yisrael that were mevatel bris mila Mitzrayim, so now they did mila Almanas lekabel for the purpose of Korban Pesach and lekabel mitzvahs likonis tachas kanfei ashrina, but Shevet Levi, the Rambam says that in Mitzrayim milo hoisa b'Mitzrayim shenema kol ore lo yoichal bo molo isa moishu rabenu shekulam bitlu bris milo b'Mitzrayim chutz mishifto shel Levi shenema bris chayinzer. Right, so the rest of Klal Yisrael mevatel milo. So now they did mila, and the Ram quotes a different pasuk. Then the Gemara increases. The Ram quotes the pasuk of Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo, but from there we see that they did mila in Mitzrayim. But Shevet Levi was mekayim the mitzvah of mila from Avram Avinu all during the years in Mitzrayim. So the Ramban asks, How did Shevet Levi, how were they nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina? The Ramban answers for the Rambam. The Ramban answers for the Rambam must be that they were mativ dambris, that there was a hatofas dambris for Shevet Levi. Right? Says the Ramban, I disagree. It wasn't necessary to do hatofas dambris because they already had done milah. They already were nimol. And we know that the din is by Aravi Mohul and Givoni Mohul, that even if they did Mila, you still have to do Atofas Dambris for the purpose of Gerus. Ramban says that's because they weren't Mitzuve in the Mitzvah of Mila. So if a Goy does Mila and he's not Mitzuve in Mila, it's Kamanda Loi Mohel Domu. He still remains an Orel. And therefore, if he wants to undergo Gerus, he has to do Atofas Dambris. That's why the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah that an Aravi Mohul or Givoni Mohul cannot do Bris Mila. He cannot be a Mohel to do Bris Mila on someone else because he himself is an Orel, right? And you have to, an Orel cannot do Bris Mila on someone else. So the Ramban says, he asked the Kasha, Im Tishiveni, B'nei Keturah, B'nei Keturah. Maybe you'll ask about B'nei Keturah, right? That B'nei Keturah won mitzuveh in the mitzvah of Mila. The Gemara Darshan says, Risi Hefar, L'Rabos B'nei Keturah, right? Avraham Avinu had children, had a number of children from Keturah, and they were also mitzuveh in the mitzvah Mila. So Rabban's asking that if they were mitzuveh in Mila, so why should they have to do a hatovas dambris? Now this question of the Rabban seems to be predicated based on the premise that the Ritva mentions in Avodah Zorah. Because maybe B'nai Keturah would not be chayiv in Hatofas Dambris. How does the Rambam know, the Ramban know, that B'nai Keturah are chayiv in Hatofas Dambris? That he is. The Aravimo, Givonimo, they have to do Hatofas Dambris if they want to be Megaya, because since they weren't mitzuveh in Mila, right? So therefore, it's Kamando Loi Mohil Domi. In Tishiveni, B'nai Keturah, why should they have to do Hatovas Dambris? The Ramban says, they only, B'nai Keturah, the sons of Avram and Keturah, were Mitzuveh in Mila, but not their Zerah, not their children. So Mimela, someone from B'nai Keturah who comes, and he's Mohul, since he's not really Mitzuveh in the Mitzvah Mila, so therefore he would have to do Hatovas Dambris. What was the question in the first place? Maybe B'nai Keturah, how did the Ramban know that they would have to do Hatovas Dambris? So the Ritva, I gave you the Ritva in Avodah Zorah, that the Ritva in Avodah Zorah, Chav Zayin, explains when the Gemara says, Aravi Mo, V'givayni Mohu, he brings a medrash that Gavnuni, not Givoini, not from the Givoini, but Gavnuni Mohu, and Aravi Mo were from B'nai Keturah. They were from B'nai Keturah. And therefore, even if they did Mila, they would not be allowed to do Mila on someone else. So the Ritva asked the question, but don't we know that as Risi Hefar L'Rabos B'nai Keturah? So they are Mitzuveh in Mila. So why can't they be a Mohel and do Mila on someone else? So the Ritva answers that that's only B'nai Keturah themselves. B'nai Keturah themselves, the sons of Avram and Keturah, they had to have Mila. But Zarum Einon B'nai Mila. Because when the Torah says, L'Zarecha Achrecha by Mila, it's referring to the Zera of Yitzchok. Right? Yitzchok and his Zera are chayev in Mila. But by Keturah, it's only those six. I think there were six children that Avram had with Keturah, and only they were chayiv in Mila, and the Ritva explains it. The Ritva explains why, that only those six, and this is Shitas Rashi as well in Sanhedrin, there was only those six. What does the Ritva say? Why dafka those six? What? Yelid Bayis. The Chiyuv was not their own Chiyuv. The Chiyuv was because they were Yelidei Beisol Shel Avram. So the Chiyuv was really a Chiyuv on Avram Avinu, just like by an Evid. Somebody has an Evid, he has a Chiyuv, the Odin has a Chiyuv to be Mal his Evid. So over here, the Chiyuv by B'nai Keturah was Yilid Bayis. So it was only on those six B'nai Keturah of Avram. So that's what the Ramban is asking in Tishiveni B'nai Keturah. Because the Ramban apparently is learning that Aravimo and Givonimo came from B'nai Keturah, like the Ritva says in Avodah Zorah. So they are mitzuve in Mila. So the Ramban answers, no, they're not mitzuve in Mila. Heim v'lo yizarum. So the Zera were not nischayim. So that's why Aravimo v'Givonimo, right? He would have to do a hatovas dambris if he wants to be megayir. And that's Rashi, that's Shita's Rashi. Therefore the Ramban says that B'nai Levi did not have to do a Hatofas Dambris. They did Mila in Mitzrayim, and since they were Mitzuve in the Mitzvah of Mila, so Nidonu Kenoshim Likones Bitvila Tachas Kanfei Ashkina Ima Mila Shelahem, because they were Mitzuve. They were mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mila. Now, even though B'nai Levi, when they did Mila in Mitzrayim, were not doing Mila likones tachas kanfei hashchina. They did Mila because the mitzvah that was given to Avram Avinu. But the very fact that they were mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mila, that was sufficient, and therefore they didn't have to do a hatovas damris. So the Ramban says that there's really a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether B'nai Levi had to do a Hatofas Dambris. Even though the Rambam doesn't mention Hatofas Dambris at all. The Ramban is assuming that in the Rambam, that they would have to do Hatofas, that B'nai Levi would have had to do Hatofas Dambris. But the Ramban argues, and he says no, that since they were mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mila, they would not have to do Hatofas Dambris. Now it would appear from the Ramban, that B'nai Keturah, who are Mehulim, and they want to be Megaya, would have to do Hatofas Dambris. Why? Because they were not mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mila. But we know that there is a Machlokes Rishonim about this, about B'nai Keturah, whether for all generations they're mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mila or not. Right? Rashi and the Ritva and the Ramban hold that B'nai Keturah are not mitzuvah for all the Zera of B'nai Keturah. However, the Rambam Shita is that B'nai Keturah are mitzuvah for all generations. Are mitzuvah for all generations. And so it would appear from the Ramban that Lu Yitzuya B'nai Keturah would be mitzuvah for all generations, right? So a Ben Keturah who would do Bris Mila now would want to be Megaya, would not have to do Hatofas Dambris. Would be just like B'nai Levi. Because as long as you have a mitzvah of Mila, if you have a mitzvah of Mila and you're doing the Mila for that mitzvah of Mila, right? Even though it's not L'shem Gerus, that would be sufficient. That's what comes out from this Ramban. Because he's saying the only reason why B'nai Keturah would have to do Hatovas Damris is because they're not mitzuvah. Right? But if you're mitzuvah, like B'nai Levi were mitzuvah in the mitzvah Mila, B'nai Keturah, if they would have been mitzuvah in the mitzvah Mila, if they would do Mila, they would not have to do Hatovas Damris. Because once you're mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mila, so then there's no, and you did the Mila, there's no need for Hatofas Dambris. We'll explain the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban shortly, but first I want to point out the Tosis in Krisus. Tosis in Krisus. Where's that? Yeah. Tosis in Krisus talks about B'nai Levi as well. He doesn't mention B'nai Levi, but he's talking about those people who did Bris Mila in Mitzrayim, Kefi, the Tzivoy from Avram Avinu. So Tosfos says, "Kendichtiv ki mulim hayu kala'an perish shemolo atzvan b'tziyosa mimitzrayim." That's most of Klal Yisrael. Did Mila when they went out of Mitzrayim. Afal pi she'osim she'ayu nimoilim b'mei Avram Lo molu also mitzias mitzayim. Those who were nimol bimei Avram. I don't think he means from the days of Avram. I mean, he means based on the. It means based on the mitzvah that was given to Avram Avinu. Lo molu also mitzias mitzayim. Mikol makam meikarat yeshemolu atzman. Molu likones bebris hamakam. V'libodel mishor umais. So v'gam kiyata tov. So he says they would not have to do, hatofas damris, right? Tosis increases holds like the Ramban that Bnei Levi did not have to do a hatofas damris. Why? Because when they did mila in Mitzrayim, molu likones bebris hamokom libodel mishor umais. Because they did the mila that they did was likones bebris hamokom. And to separate themselves, to distinguish themselves, mishor ha'umais. In other words, the mila that they did, based on the bris with Avram Avinu, that type of mila, that mitzvah of mila, was a mila likones bibris hamokom v'libodo mishor umais. The Shita Mekubetzes there quotes a Rosh that also says this: gamitchilo nimolo likones bibris hamokom. Ashekoras is Avram. The likonis v'bris hamokom. That was the mila with Avram. It was to create a bris and to become moved on mishar ha'umais. So Bnei Levi did that, and anyone who did that in Mitzrayim would not have to do a hatofas a hatofas dambris. There is a subtle difference. So the Tosis basically holds like the Ramban that Bnei Levi did not have to, would not have to do a hatofas dambris. There is, however, a subtle difference between the Ramban and the Tosis increases. Right? The Minchas Chinuch says what would happen by Bnei Keturah according to Shita Sarambam, right? The Ben Keturah, who the Bnei Keturah mitzuvah l'doyres, and the Ben Keturah is mohu when he comes, he wants to be megaya, right? Would he have to do bris mila? Would he have to do hatofas dam bris? I mean, he did bris mila already. Would he have to do a hatofas dam bris? So the Midrash Chinuch says that no, he wouldn't have to do hatofas dam bris because he already did a bris mila based on the mitzvah of mila that was given to Bnei Keturah. And then he quotes this: the Rashba and the Ramban, the Rashba and the Ritva. Whatever they say is based on the Ramban. Right, that Bnei Levi did not have to do hatofas dambris because the mitzvah they did a bris mila l'shem mitzvah. There were mitzuve in the mitzvah of mila, and therefore it was not necessary to do a hatofas dambris. And Michas Chinuch says that Bnei Keturah according to the Rambam that all doiris are mitzuve, so Ben Keturah who is mohul would not have to do a hatofas. Would not have to do hatofas dambris if he wants to be megaya. Obviously, then you would have to say that a rovi mohul and givoni mol is not referring to Bnei Keturah, because Gemara says a rovi mol and givoni mol have to do hatofas dambris. Yeah. So lichayre it could really depend on the Ramban and the Tosis increases. Why Bnei Levi didn't have to do hatofas dambris? What's the reason of the Ramban that they didn't have to do hatofas dambris? Mitzuveh, because they had a mitzvah of mila. And you see from the Ramban, he asks about Bnei Keturah. Bnei Keturah, why should they have to do hatofas dambris? They have a mitzvah of mila. And the answer is because the mitzvah of mila was only for the six sons of Avram and Keturah, not l'doiris. But lu yitzuya, it would have been l'doiris. So then they would not have to do hatofas dambris. Because all you require is a mitzvah of mila. If you're doing the mila b'toiras mitzvah, so then there's no need for hatofas dambris. Right? So that's why from this Ramban we would see that Bnei Keturah, who were, if they would be mitzvah l'dairis, they would not have to do hatofas dambris when they want to be megaya. As long as they did mila. However, it would seem from the Tosis increases says Why was it that B'nai Levi didn't have to do Hatovas Dambris? He says, Tyson agrees, he says, because the Mila that they did, Meikara, was Likones Bebris HaMokom V'libodel Mishar Ha'umais. That Mila was a Mila of Bris. It was a Mila of Avram Avinu, right? The mitzvah to Avram Avinu was a Mila of Bris Im HaMokom Libodel Mishar Ha'umais. The Mila for B'nai Keturah was not that. They don't have a Bris. They don't have the Bris of Avram Avinu B'nai Keturah. Right? That was not a Mila of Bris Im HaMokom. And therefore, according to the way Tosis increases, learns, B'nai Keturah Muhulim, right? Even if there's a mitzvah of Mila L'dairis by B'nai Keturah, they would have to do Hatofas Dambris. Because that Mila that they did was not a Mila of Bris Im HaMokom. Bris Im HaMokom. Like the Mila of B'nai Levi in Mitzrayim. Right? So that could be enough gemina. What the Minchas Chinuch says about B'nai Keturah Muhulim, that they would not have to do Hatofas Dambris if they want to be Megaya, right? Based on the Ramban, that's only if you learn like the Ramban, because the Mila of B'nai Levi was a mitzvah that they were mitzuveh in. So once you're mitzuveh in the mitzvah of Mila, so that can be a Mila for the purpose of Geirus as well. But according to Tosis increases, that's not enough. Just a tzivoy in the mitzvah Mila has to be a Mila of Bris Im HaMokoyim, right? And that was not the Mila of B'nai, the Mila of B'nai Ketur. So that could be a nafgamina. That could be a nafgamina between the Ramban and the Tosis increases. But we do have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban as far as B'nai Levi, whether B'nai Levi had to do Hatovas Dambris. The Ramban says that according to the Rambam, B'nai Levi had to do Hatovas Dambris, even though their Mila that they did was the mitzvah of Mila of Avram Avinu, right? Bris Chayim Tzoyru. They kept the Bris of Avram Avinu in Mitzrayim. Whereas according to the Ramban, since they did Bris Mila, because of the mitzvah that was given to Avram, so they did not have to do Hatofas Dambris. What's that machlekes? What's the hesber in the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, as far as whether B'nai Levi had to do Hatofas Dambris? Derech Agav, the Minchas Chinuch does have a kasha, does raise an issue, an interesting issue. Says that B'nai Keturah, even if all Dairis would be mitzuvah, they're only mitzuvah in the Chituch. They're not mitzuvah in the Priya. And therefore, if B'nai Keturah would do a Bris, of course, by Geirus, you have to do Chaticha and Priya for it to be a Mila. Because we hold Mol V'loi Parah Ki'ilu Loi Mol. Without the Priya, without the removing the Orha Priya, it's Ki'ilu Loi Mol. So, if the Minchas Chinuch raises the point, what would happen if B'nai Keturah would do Mila, and even if they would do the Priya, they would do the Priya as an Eina Mitzuveh, maybe that would not be sufficient to be a Mila for the Geirus, because they were only Mitzuveh in the Chaticha, and not in the Priya. So he raises that point. What's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban? So I think we could be masbir. There's a fundamental chakira in what is the role of Mila in the Geirus. Right? What's the role of Mila? We know that by Geirus you need Mila and you need Tefillah. That's how we paskin lahalocha. We don't paskin Rebbe Loza. We don't paskin Rebbe Yeshua. We paskin the Chachomim that you need Mila or Tefillah. So what's the role of Mila in the Geirus? Is Mila a Maisa Geirus? In other words, Geirus needs a Maisa of Mila and a Maisa of Tefillah, Likones Lebris. Or maybe Mila, the Mila of Geirus, is only that there's a Ma'akev, there's a Tanai, that in order to be Mizgaya, you cannot be an Orel. So you have to remove the Orla. You have to remove the Orla. That's Ma'akev in the Geirus. It's not the Maisa Geirus. that creates the chalois of the geirus. Chalois of the geirus really is through the tefillah, the kabbalas mitzvahs, and the tefillah. But the milah is a ma'akev. The milah is a t'nai that you shouldn't be an orel. So you have to be misalek that status of being an orel in order to be able to undergo the geirus. So we could say possibly that this is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that B'nai Levi would still have to do Hatovas Dam Bris because even though they did Bris Milah and they weren't Darelim, if they did the Bris Milah as they were Mitzuveh, that removed the Orla. Right? They weren't Darelim. So why did they have to do a Hatovas Dam Bris afterwards? Because to be nichnas tachas kanfei ashchina for the geirus, for the purpose of the geirus, mila is a maisa geirus, right? Masha enkein, according to the Ramban, he would hold that mila is the mila in the geirus. The role of the mila is to be mesalik the shem orel. Because that's a ma'akiv in the geirus. So mimela by B'nai Levi, since they did bris mila that they were mitzuveh in, that's misala de shem orel. If a goy just does bris mila and he's not mitzuveh in the mitzvah mila, he still remains an orel. He still has a status of an orel. But B'nai Levi who are mitzuveh in the mitzvah mila, so by doing the mila, that was misalik the shem orel, and therefore they didn't have to do a hatofas dam bris for the geirus. All they needed was a tefillah. So this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban could be a machlokes. What is the nature? What is the essence of the role of mila in the geirus? Is it a maisa geirus, like the tefillah is a maisa geirus, or is the mila just a siluk of the orla, siluk of the orla, so that the geirus, they can go ahead and be megayir. Now there could be a number of nafkaminas in this chakira. There is a shaila whether we know that by geirus you need bezdin. Geirus has to be done in front of bezdin, right? The tefillah for sure has to be done in front of bezdin. We'll learn the whole sugya about that in a few days. But what about the mila? Does the mila require bezdin? Let's say, according to those Rishonim who say that the tefila, if there was no bezdin by the tefila, it's ma'akiv in the geirus, because geirus is mishpat. Geirus is mishpat kosudei, mishpat echad yelachem velager. So that's why you need a geirus in front of a bezdin. What about by mila? Do you need that the mila should be in front of a best, in front of a shlosha dayoni? So this is a big machlokes. The Beis Yosef and the Bach within the Shita Sarambam. The Beis Yosef holds that you need a bezdin by the mila, and the Bach holds that you don't need a bezdin by the mila. Right, and the Hezbo and that could also be. Could also be that if we hold that mila is a maisa geirus, in other words, this mila and tvila are the two things that accomplish the geirus, that create the chalos of the geirus, in equal ways, right? You need both mila and tvila, so just like you need a bezdin by the tvila, you also need a bezdin by the mila. But if we say that the role of the mila is to be mesalik the shem orel, right? So that the tvila can accomplish the geirus, can create the chalos of the geirus. So efshar, it's possible to say that you don't need a bezdin by the mila, because the mila is only a tnai, it's a prerequisite for the geirus to remove the mila. It might also affect the other. There's another big machlokes rishonim about whether mila has to be before the tvila, or you can do the tvila before the mila. Right, we'll get to that later on. Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban, whether mila has to be first, or you can do the tefillah first. It could possibly, it might depend on this as well. If we learn that both of them, both mila and tefillah, equal maisa geirus, what's the difference? What order you do it in? Right? You can do the tefillah before the milah, the milah before the tefillah. But if we learn that the role of the milah is to be masalik the shem orel, it's a prerequisite, it's a tenai that's ma'akiv in the chalos of the gerus, possibly you could say that the milah has to come first, right? It's sort of like a tevil v'sheres biyada. You want the tefillah to be metaher, to create the chalos of the gerus, right? And so you can't be an orel, because you can't have a gerus chal if the goy has a status of an orel. So you would have to do the mila first before the tefillah. Right? So we'll have to wait and see whether that's mukhrach. Bal kol panim, it seems in the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban by Bnei Levi, whether they had to do atovas dabris, that lichayre it's totally on this chakira, whether the mila is a maisa geiris or the mila is only a siluk of the orla, that's a tnai, that's a ma'akiv in doing the geiris. Now the Ramban, there's a Ramban l'shitosoi, the Ramban by an eved kenani, the Ramban by an eved kenani, what's the din by an Eved Kenani? When a goy becomes an Eved Kenani, so you have to do Mila Utvila, because it's a partial gerus. He's now Chayiv Mitzvah Ki'isha. When the Odin's Mishachrer, the Eved Kenani, there's a halacha, you have to do another Tvila. And because that's a completion of the gerus. Now he becomes a Ben Chayrin, becomes a full-fledged Yisrael, right, chayiv in all mitzvahs like a man, and so you have to do another tefillah. The question is, what question does the Ramban raise on that second tefillah after the shichur? Second tefillah, that's the completion of the gerus. The Ramban raises the question: why don't you have to do atovas dabris now? You should have to do it if the gerus is being completed now. So you should have to do a hatovas dabris. To complete the gerus. So the Ramban brings down the shita of Tosfos that there's a machlokes Tosfos and other Rishonim. Right? He brings the Rabbi Seinu at Sorfartim. Right? Ikomandoma the Tefila lo ma'akva v'kiddush bas Yisrael. Kiddush of Kiddushin. Tosis holds that the tefillah is not ma'akiv if you're meshachre Eved Kenani and he's mekadish or bas Yisrael right away. Kiddush of Kiddushin. It's not going to be ma'akiv in the chalois of his being a full fledged kiddushas Yisrael who can be mekadish or bas Yisrael. That's the shita of Tosis. He disagrees with that. Vehim shoyalim lo me'in tzorich nami milo kloy matovas dabris. Why shouldn't he need? Tosis himself asked the question. Why shouldn't he need a hatovas dabris? Right? Why shouldn't he need a hatovas dabris at the at this point of time after the shichu mitortzin lefi daitom kevin the tefila zum midrabanu bi'almahi. So Tosis answers Lishitosa that the tefillah after the shichur is only midrabbonan. It's a takana drabbonan. And it's taka, not ma'akev, and it's becoming a full-fledged kedushas Yisrael, he can be mekadesh and isha, even without the tefillah, the kedushin will be chal. But the midrabbanan, he has to be tevil. So therefore, the rabbanan didn't want him to go through the tsar of atofas dabris. You know, there's not much tsar by atofas dabris. I mean, the way we do atofas dabris, you just draw a drop of blood. It's really not painful. But could be that there's a little bit of pain. They didn't want him to go through that tsar. Taisa says there's also the sakinatsmo v'mila, that there's somewhat of a sakona there. I don't quite understand that, unless if the moyel messes up, you can have a sakona. But if you have a moyel who knows what he's doing, right? I spoke to a moyel on Shabbos at the bris, and I asked him, where do they do the hatovas dam bris? By someone who has mila already. right? Let's say Anakum, who was Nimol, and now then he was Megayer, right? And Gershon Yisgayer Mohul, yeah, we do Ipaskin, you have to do Hatofas Dambris. So where did they do it? Did they do it on the Atorah? Did they do it above the Atorah? On the Gid? It's a big machloikis saposkin about that. Where exactly? But all they have to do is draw a mashahu of dam for that Torah's damris. I'll call ponim. Taisa says that since the tvila is only derabonon after the shichrur, so they weren't misakin to do a hatovas damris. Uladaiti says the Ramban, kol animo lemitzvoso eino mativ dam al rehu ki isho vitvila nichnas. The Ramban says, Lishitosoi, what he said by B'nai Levi, that B'nai Levi, since the Mila that they did was a Mila of Mitzvah, there was no need for Hatovas Damris. And so too by the Eved Kenani, the original Mila that he did was not a Mila of Mitzvah, it was a Mila of Gerus. He did a Mila of Gerus to become an Eved Kenani. And that Mila, since that Mila was done L'shem Kabbalas Mitzvis, even though he was only Chayiv in Mitzvis Ki'isha, but it was done, it was a Mila, L'shem Kabbalas Mitzvis, so that had a status of Mila. Had a status of Mila that he no longer had the Shem Orel on him, and therefore, there was not necessary to do a Hatofas Dambris. So that's what the Ramban says, by the Eved as well. When you Meshachra the Eved, the original Mila that was done was a Mila that was done, L'shem Kabbalas Mitzvahs, L'kones Tachas Kanfei Yashchina, even though he wasn't Chayiv in all Mitzvahs at that time. He was only Chayiv in Mitzvahs Ki Isha. But Mimela, there is no need for a Hatofas Dambris. The Ramban L'shitosa. Ramban, yes.
Isn't what Rabbi saying against the Ramban version?
What?
The Ramban version was that it was just a sign. So
yeah.
No.
Right. The Mila is a Tanai. It's a Tanai. So in order to fulfill that Tanai, it can be done in one of two ways. Either you're doing a Mila of Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Mila, or if that Mila is being done, L'shem Kabbalas Mitzvahs, that also fulfills the Tanai. It doesn't have to be Dafka that you're Mitzuvah in the Mitzvah Mila. Right? If you do the Mila L'shem Kabbalas Mitzvahs, which the Eved Kenani did, right? It was L'shem Kabbalas Mitzvahs. So then that was a Mila for a partial Gerus. That's a Shaila itself. I'm saying Eved Kenani is partial Gerus. That's not so poshut. I mean, the Chayyim according to Tosfos is that the Tvila afterwards is only the Rabbanon after the Shichra. That means that an Eved Kenani is a full-fledged Gerus. Full-fledged Gerus. It's just that there's a Gzeres HaKosu that he's only Chayim Mitzvahs Ki Isha, Lo Lomi Isha. But he's a full-fledged, he has a full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael. Right? It's not that he has partial Kedushas Yisrael, full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael. But if you learn that the Tefillah afterwards is a Tefillah Midei Raisa, right? It's a Tefillah Midei Raisa. So then we could learn that the original Gerus to become an Eved Kenani is not a full-fledged Gerus. It's a Gerus to become an Eved Kenani. So he only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore you have to complete the Gerus after the Shichrur with a Tvila that he's Chayim Midaraisa. And the Ramban is asking the question, so why not do Hatovas Dambris as well if you're completing the Gerus Midaraisa? The answer is because the original Mila that Mila was done Kalanima L'mitzvosa, was done. The mitzvosa means for the mitzvah of the gerus of undergoing that mila l'shem gerus to become an Eved Kenani, right? And therefore he no longer has a status of an orel, right? There are two things that can take off the status of an orel: a mila l'shem gerus takes off the status of an orel, or a mila even if it's not l'shem gerus, right? Not l'shem gerus, but you mitzuve in the mitzvah of mila. Right?
That's what Ramban was saying the second time.
That what?
It wasn't necessarily Shem Gerus. Ramban doesn't have to say that it's a Shem Gerus.
Doesn't
it? But he's saying it's the mitzvah, so since it's the mitzvah, so yes, so he's ready to go to that second time. The fact that it's that there's a mitzvah for him to do the Mila, that alone is good enough to consider
that's right.
Shem Mila.
Yeah. That's right. Mila. That takes off the Shem Orel. But it's all based on removing the Shem Orel. Right? It's not based on, it's not a Maiseh Gerus. The Okay. Okay. Let's take a look at the next piece of Gemara. I'm going to point out a Rashi in the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara brings down Omer Achia Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Yoilam Eno Gera, Chiyimol Vyitvo. Shita Yochid Barabi, Malocha Karabi, Man Chachomim, Rabbi Yossi. That the reason why he had a Paschal that way is because the Chachomim is Rabbi Yossi. So they're not necessarily the Rabbim. So that's why they had a Paschal that you need Mila and Tvila. Man chachom Rav Yosi, the Tanya Harisha bov yom amalti v'lo tovalti. Mat bilin also, ma bekach divri Rav Yehuda. Right, a guy comes and he says, malti, but I didn't do tvila. So mat bilin also, ma bekach. Right, Rashi explains, mat bilin also, v'heve ki Yisrael ma'al yo, v'in tzorech livdok be'edim, im miloso l'shem mitzvas mila. So he comes and we see that he's Nemo, he's Mohu. But we don't know how the mitzvah, how the milah was done. Was it done for health reasons? Was it done stam? Was it done l'shem mitzvahs milah? Was it done l'shem geirus? We don't know. So we still do tvila on him, right? Umabekach, it doesn't matter. Rashi says he may me loso l'shem milah. Hoil v'tovel b'tvila sagi. It doesn't matter what the reason for the milah was, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because he'll become a ger just with the tefillah alone, right? Because as the Gemara explains, the shita Rabbi Yehuda is what? Shita Rabbi Yehuda is o mila o tefillah. You can become a ger either with mila or tefillah. So even if the mila was not done l'shem mitzvahs mila, so then you can still become a ger just with the tefillah. And Rabbi Yossi says, "On Rabbi Yossi, I'm ein matvilin." Right? Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, "No, you can't do tefillah. Why? Because you need mila utvila, Rabbi Yossi boitarte. You need both mila utvila. So we don't know anything about this mila, right? This mila Rashi points out, emat bilin shema arovi mo v'givoni mo, who v'tzorich la'ativ v'meno dambris. The Rabbi Yossi tarte, Rabbi Yossi tarte boi. So we have a machlokes here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and therefore the Gemara says it's enough gemino on Shabbos. Lefichach matbilin ger b'Shabbos divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a ger shebo lefoneinu when he did bris mila already litzorach gerus, so you can do the tefila on Shabbos. Why? He's already a ger. He doesn't need the tefila for the tikkun gavra, right? And Rabbi Yosi yomer ein matbilin. But according to Rabbi Yosi, since you need both the mila and the tefila, so you can't do the tefila on Shabbos, because that's going to be a tikkun gavra. That's going to create the chalois of the gerus, which is an issa drabonon of tikkun gavra. So that's what Rashi says. The choyle Rabbi Yehuda v'chada sagio matbilin b'Shabbos ger shemol esmol lefoneinu the v'mila sagi le v'chimat v'lele v'shabso lo misaknei gavra, because he's already a ger from yesterday when he did the mila. Mashenkein, according to Rabbi Yossi, so it's going to be an Issa Darabonan of Tikkun Gavra. So Rashi, I want to point out in the Rashi, Matbilin also, Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tefillah will accomplish the Gerus, ve'ein tzorech livdok be'edim im miloso l'shem mitzvas mila. You don't have to be boidik him to find out whether the mila was l'shem mitzvahs, l'shem mitzvahs mila. Why did Rashi say l'shem mitzvahs mila? Why did Rashi say, what should Rashi have said? You don't have to be boidikim. Since the tefillah is sufficient for the gerus, you don't have to be boidikim whether to find out whether the mila was what? I would have said l'shem gerus, whether the mila was done l'shem gerus, right? Why does Rashi say l'shem mitzvahs mila? And a goy doesn't have a mitzvah mila, right? A goy doesn't have a mitzvah mila. Goy, and when he does mila, if he does it l'shem gerus, that That's what works in terms of the mila. Why does Rashi say l'shem mitzvahs mila? Apparently, I didn't see anybody say this, but apparently Rashi is saying that, and this is a question. Does the mila have to be l'shem geirus, or if the mila is l'shem mitzvahs mila, is that sufficient? L'shem mitzvahs mila. Right? Now, the Ramban said that by B'nai Levi, then they didn't do the mila l'shem geirus, they did the mila l'shem mitzvahs mila, because they were mitzuve in the mitzvah of mila. They were doing it to fulfill the mitzvah that they were mitzuve in. And so too from the Ramban we see by B'nai Keturah as well. If they would do the mila l'shem mitzvahs mila that they're mitzuve in, that would be good enough. Right? But Rashi seems to be saying, taking it one step further, that if the goy will do it l'shem mitzvahs mila, so then that will be sufficient, even though it's not l'shem geirus. How can he do it l'shem mitzvahs mila when he doesn't have a mitzvah of mila? Right? We're not talking here about b'nei keturah. We're not talking here about b'nei levi. We're talking about a regular goy. So, but apparently Rashi is saying that l'shem mitzvahs mila. Either Rashi means that when a goy does mila for the purpose of geirus, included in that mila, there's a mitzvah of mila as well. It's not just mila for geirus, but there's somehow a kiyum of mila, of mitzvahs mila in that mila, and that we'll see later on. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's what Rashi's saying, that a mila for geirus incorporates, includes in it a mitzvah of mila, even though goyim are not mitzuvah in the mitzvah of mila. But when you're doing it for geirus, it includes within it a mitzvah of mila. Or Rashi might be telling us something else. There's a tshuva, fascinating tshuva from the Har Tzvi. I just gave you that tshuva. Take a look at this. Reshu Tess, very interesting shayla. Unfortunately, it's a very short tshuva. He doesn't really explain himself, but he says a very, very important psak halacha. She'ela v'tinok shenimol b'tor Yehudi, rachwi kameshonim noida hadova she'imo hi nochris, umimelo du tzori geirus, idino kiger shebol iskaye v'humo, the tzori chatoches dambris. What was the shayla? A moyel comes and he doesn't know who the parents are. He thinks that the parents are Jewish, so he does a bris mila on the child, right? L'shem mitzvahs mila, right? And then later on he finds out that the mother is a goya, so the child's really a goya. And the child now, when the child grows up, he wants to be megayah. Does he need hatofes dambris? Is it like a gershon isgayah mohul, right? That who does need Hatovas Dambris, but that's because when the goy did the mila, it was not a mila l'shem mitzvah at all, right? He did the mila in the hospital. A surgeon did the mila on him. So a gershon is gaik shumol ni requires Hatovas Dambris. But what happens if the mila on the goy was done l'shem mitzvahs mila, right? Not l'shem geirus, l'shem mitzvahs mila. And even though he's not mitzuvah in the mitzvah mila, but it was done l'shem mitzvahs mila. So the Har Tzvi, Ritzvi Pesach Rang, has a tremendous chiddush here. Nei she'ela zu k'hoysa l'fonai ze rabbel spashonim l'dayti v'nida didon ein tzori chatofes damriz. K'mo shekosav kovet ha'rosa barichus d'chol shenimo l'shem mitzvahs mila sagi boze v'lo ma'akev kavono l'shem geirus. He says the kavona l'shem geirus is not ma'akiv. As long as the kavona is l'shem mitzvahs mila, even though he's not mitzuvah mila. Now, so he's saying a tremendous chiddush, but possibly this is what Rashi means. That Rashi is saying that the mila for geirus doesn't have to be necessarily l'shem geirus. If it's done l'shem mitzvahs mila, that's sufficient. That's sufficient. That will work. Now, that's not quite what the Ramban is saying. When the Ramban says by B'nai Levi, they didn't have to do a Tovas Dambris, that's because of what? Because they were, it wasn't just that it was L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, they were Mitzuveh in Mitzvahs Mila. Over here, the Har Tzvi is saying that as long as the Mila is done L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, even though he's not Mitzuveh in Mila, because he's a Goy, he's not Mitzuveh in Mila, but if it's done L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, that Mila can function also as the Mila of Gavis. So maybe that's what Rashi, maybe that's taking it one step beyond the Ramban. Ramban is saying that if the Mila is Bitaras Mila Shel Mitzvah, even though it's not a Mila of, it's even though it's not a Maisa Gerus, right? It wasn't Bitaras Gerus, that's going to be sufficient. But then, and the Har Tzvi, and possibly this is what Rashi means, as long as the Kavona is L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, even though there was no mitzvah, there wasn't chal as a kiyum ha-mitzvah of Mila, that will be sufficient. I have to look around and see if there's anyone who explains this psak, because it's a tremendous chiddush that the Har Tzvi is saying. But that's what Rashi means. He writes, "B'yosi oyef ma'od ma'od v'kosher li haksiv lo arich v'lo yosef al devor ha'yishon shebekunz reisa." We don't know who wrote him the Shaila, but apparently whoever wrote the Shaila was Mayrich with many rayas to this, and Ritzi Pesach Rang says it's not necessary for me to bring any more rayas. I agree with your psak that will suffice for the Gerus. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara and two nekudis before we get into the inyan of Tikkun Gavra. The Ritva points out what are the Chachomim hold? Chachomim argue in Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua, and they hold that you need Mila Utvila. Right? So what do they hold? What's their Svara? So apparently the Chachomim hold that we don't learn Efsha Mi'i Efsha. Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua held that Donim Efsha Mi'i Efsha, right? And therefore Tova V'lo Mal, right? We can extrapolate to men that Tova V'lo Mal is going to work L'kulei Alma, right? And the Chachamim disagree with them. They say Tefillah without Mila is not sufficient. So apparently they hold that we, like Rabbi Akiva said, Ain donim efsha mi'i efsha, right? And therefore, since by Mitzrayim there was, by the men there was Mila and there was also Tvila, so both of those are ma'akiv. You need the Mila and the Tvila. But but Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua held that donim efsha mi'i efsha. And the Ritva points out that's not a klal b'chol ha-Torah kula, right? That you say donim efsha mi'i efsha. Because in other places we see, right, other sugyas we see that you can't learn efsha mi'i efsha. Right? So how can we extrapolate over here that donim efsha mi'i efsha? So the Ritva says that it's dafka over here by Korban Pesach and by Geirus, because this is the source, where it's the source of the halacha. It's the av. It's the av of the whole halacha. Perish came in the Ikot Pesach Hoyim Mitzrayim who your Av lechol habsochim that the Shapa gamina mine lishar psochim. So you can learn from this Korban Pesach, even though it was not possible to bring from Maaseh Sheni, there was no Maaseh Sheni, but since this is the Av, this is the source, the mocker of all Korban Pesach, so then we can extrapolate to other Korban Pesach, and so too by Tvilas Gerim, we learn out from Klal Yisrael. Of that door, because that's the source of games. That's the source of games. Ad kidei kach, that Matan Torah is the source of games. So the Meforshim, right? That's what we learn out, Mila and Tvila, and therefore we don't say. Therefore, the Ritva says, according to Rebbe Eliezer and Yeshua, Donim Efsha Mi'i Efsha, because that's the source of Gerim. Alma the Kuli Alma Efsha Loima Shain Lamedim Efsha Mishi Efsha. In other places you can't learn Efsha Mishi Efsha. Right? And the Chachamim disagree with that. They say over here also you can't learn Efsha Mishi Efsha, and therefore you need you need mila or tefila are both ma'akiv in the gerus. So Tosfos asks, let's do a little more Gemara. The Gemara says, pshita omamar lefiha matbilim ger b'shabbes pshita kemen dor Rabbi Yehuda v'chada sagya heicha demol lefoneinu matbilim may lefiha ma'u detema. Yeah, so if either one, it's either mila or tefila, that's sufficient for the gerus, so then it's dover poshut that if he did the mila before Shabbos, he can do the tefillah on Shabbos. He's already Israel, based on the mila. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? Lefichach, you can do the tefillah on Shabbos. So ma'u detema, the Rabbi Yehuda tefillah ika, tefillah b'Shabbos lo, they call mesakin gavra, call mashvulon, the Rabbi Yehuda oha. If I didn't have this halacha about Shabbos, just based on the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda, that a goy who comes b'foneinu mohu, with matbilin also ma bekach, I might think that Rabbi Yehuda holds what? That tefillah alone works for the gerus, right? Without the mila. And but therefore, if that would be the sorry Rabbi Yehuda, it would be also to do tefillah on Shabbos. Kamashmulon, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, oha. Right, so if you did the mila, he's already Israel, he's already a ger, and therefore you can do the tefila on Shabbos. Right, Rabbi Yosi Omer ein matbilim shito kemedomer Rabbi Yosi tarte bo'inim tikuli gavre b'Shabbos lo misaknina. Right, so it's a dover poshet. Since Rabbi Yosi holds that you need both mila and tefila, so you can't do the tefila on Shabbos because it's a tikkun gavra. Mal detaimel Rabbi Yosi mila ikra v'hasam hu delo havoi mila b'fanenu. Aval heichad aval mila b'fanenu ema litval ze b'shamsa k'mash v'lon Rabbi Yosi tarte boi. If I only had the first statement of Rabbi Yosi, I would say the Rabbi Yosi holds that mila is ikra, that mila is what accomplishes the gerus, and therefore, if a goy comes mohu b'fanenu, so we didn't see him do a mila l'shem gerus l'shem mitzvah at all, so then it's not going to work. K'mash v'lon that Rabbi Yosi holds that you need both mila and tefila, and therefore you cannot do the tefila on Shabbos. But if we're not for that extra halacha about the tefila on Shabbos, I might have thought that according to Rabbi Yosi, mila alone is sufficient for the gerus, and if you did the proper mila l'shem gerus, so then you'd be allowed to do the tefila on Shabbos because he's already a ger. Kamash alon that Rabbi Yosi needs both. Okay. But what do we see from this Gemara? You can't do the tefillah for Gerus on Shabbos. Right? The Gemara says, why? Tikune Gavra. What kind of Issa is that? What kind of Issa? Well, it's an Issa Drabonin. It's not an Issa Deraisa of Tikun Mono. It's not an Issa Makeh B'Patis, but it's an Issa Drabonin of Tikun Gavra, like Misakin Mono. Why is it not an Issa Deraisa? After all, he's becoming a Jew. Right, he's changing. He's transformed from a goy to a Jew. Yesh in Israel, kikotin shenoyland domi. Why isn't the nisa deraisa of tikkun mono? Why?
It's not a physical change.
Right, it's not a physical change. For the isa deraisa of tikkun mono, you need a physical change. So over here, it's only a spiritual change, right? But there's no physical change, and therefore, it's a nisa derabon. It's a shvus, right? It's a shvus. So Tosfos asks the kasha, though, that we find by tumah, when someone is tomei and he wants to be toivel in the mikvah on Shabbos, is he allowed to be toivel in the mikvah on Shabbos? He's allowed to, right? So he says, afal gav delinyan tumah shori litvo v'Shabbos mishum denira kameikar. The Gemara in Beitza, it's a whole sugya in Beya, in the second perek, that we say he's nira kameikar. So it looks like he's just cooling himself off when he goes into the mikveh. And even if it's a hot boiling mikveh, it's still he's going in for hanor, for the purpose of hanor, not to be misakin himself, not to remove the tumah. So it's a nirakan mikveh. So therefore it's going to be muta. So Taisa, so why don't we say over here the same thing, nirakan mikveh? Even if the tefillah is necessary for the gerus. Right? Let's say that it should be Moton Shabbos. Shani hocha devoi shnei tamidi chachomim lamot shom bishas tevila laudio amitzis. Kedamina lekamon. Right? Gemara actually says later on, not two tamidi chachomim, it's not b'teres edus, but what do you need? You need three Tamidi Chachamim, right? You need three. You need a Bezdin there. Bishas, Bishas, Tvila. And the and therefore it's not a Nira Kameko. What are they doing standing there? Right? So it's obvious from the whole scene that it's not for the purpose of Hanor, of cooling himself off, but it's for the purpose of a Gerus. So therefore, it's really a Mechse Kimisakin. There's a Nisa of Tikkun Gavra. It's a very strange thing that the Nira Kameikar takes off the Issa Derabbanan. Looks like you're cooling yourself off, right? But when you have Talmidei Chachamim standing there, you don't have a Nira Kameikar, and therefore the Issa Derabbanan remains, right? What's the Pshat? What's the Hesber in that? A Nira Kameikar can take off an Issa Derabbanan. Right, of Tikkun Gavra, because when he's mitari himself from the Tumah, that's also a Tikkun Gavra. Now he can eat Truma, he can eat Kodshim. So there's a Tikkun Gavra, right? And that's an Issa Shus on Shabbos. Apparently, what you have to say is that the whole Issa Drabonon, it's not, we don't view it as a real Tikkun, even Midrabonon. But it's a mechzei kimisakin, you know, like we have on Shabbos. You have the Issa Chazorah on Shabbos is mechzei kimavashel, right? There's certain the Rabbanan answered it because it's a mechzei kimisakin. It appears to be a tikkun, right? And therefore that was the reason for the Issa Rabbanan. Masha'en kein, if it's near a kameikar, so it's not a mechzei kimisakin. However, if you have Talmidei Chachamim standing there. And the modia mixas mitzvahs kalas v'chamurois, right? So it's not a nira kameikar. It's obvious. So therefore, there's going to be an issa of mechzei kimisakin, right? That's very important. That the issa is a mechzei kimisakin because the Tosis Yeshonim and the Ritva give a different teretz to this kasha. Everyone asks this kasha. We know that tefila from tuma is mutar on Shabbos. Right, because a Nira Kameka, so why don't we say Nira Kameka over here? So the Tosis Yeshonim says, he asked the Kasha, Tvichachem Atvilin Teima Darminan, Kol Chayve Tvilas Toivlim Kedarkon Bein B'Shabes Bein B'Yom HaKippurim, right? Even on Yom Kippur, a Chayv, someone who's Chayv in Tvila can be Toivim. Yeshloima De Lo Domi De Hosom Lo Heve Tikun Godol Kmo Hocha Shebo Yidei Chayn Le Toiras Yadus. And then the Ritva also answers very, very similar teretz. The Ritva says the Yeshlemi Dashani Hochashu Tikun Gomur Lachnisa Tachas Kantve Ashkino Vieshmo Mishum Shus Tosum Dolaheve Tikun Gomur Sharya Mitaima Dinira Kameka. So, what are the Tosis Yeshonim and the Ritva answering? They're answering their different levels of Tikun, right? To become a Jew, to become a Ger, Nichnas Takas Tanu Kanfei Ashchina, right? That's a Tikkun Gomor, Midrabanan. It's still only Drabanan because it's not a physical change, right? It's still only a halachic change. So that's a Tikkun Gomor, just like the Raman says, for somebody to be Mafrish Chumas or Maises, why is it also to be Mafrish Chumas or Maises on Shabbos and Yontav? There's an Issa to Mafrish on the Tevel. So the Rambam gives two reasons. One reason he says is because it's like your Makdish, because the Truma gets Kedusha. The other reason the Rambam says is because you're Mesakin the Tevel, then now it's Mutter to eat. It's Mutter to eat the Paris. Before, there was Mamish Osur to eat the Paris. Issa Tevel, you're taking off the Issa Tevel, Venasa Chulin, so therefore that's a Tikkun Gomur Midrabonin. It's still only Yosa Midrabonin because it's a halachic Tikkun, right? So over here also, when a Ger who's Misgayer, it's a halachic Tikkun, right? So it's a Tikkun Gomur, so therefore that's a Shvus Gomur. That's a Shvus Gomur. And you can't say that Nira Kameka takes off that Issa of Tikkun. That is a shvus. Masha'en kein, someone who's tomei and he's mitire himself. So that's such a major change, right? He's not changing that he becomes from a goy to a Jew. That's not a tikkun gomur. That's a mechze kimsakin, and therefore nira kimsakin, nira kimeker can take off that issa derabbanan. It's a weaker derabbanan. The different levels within the issa derabbanan, and the derabbanan over there is only it's a mechze kimsakin. Nirukameka can take off that Yisam. Ashenkein, according by Gerus, right, to complete the Gerus, that's a tikkun gomor midrabonan, and therefore Nirukameka is not going to remove that, Yisam. Just I want to leave off with the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says, just with the kasha on the Rambam that we'll start off with tomorrow, the Rambam says, when he brings down this halacha, because the Rambam passes, they need milo tvila. Gershom ovo lo tovo, lo tovo lo molein, o gerach imo v'yitvo, v'tzorich litvo b'fnei shloisha. Hoyol v'adovo, tzorich bezdin, ein matvila nosa b'shabes, v'lo b'yonta, v'lo b'alayla, v'nit milo arez again. Because the tefillah needs bezdin, so therefore you can't do the tefillah on Shabbos and Yontif. What's mashma from Rambam? What? The tefillah, it's a ma'isa bezdin. A ma'isa bezdin, and therefore what? Why can't you do it on Shabbos and Yontif? Because what? Right, bezdin is not supposed to meet. Bezdin is not supposed to be done on Shabbos and Yontif. It's an issur avonah on bezdin to be done on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Rambam seems to be giving a totally different reason than the Gemara. Gemara is saying it's tikkun gavra, right? And the Rambam seems to be saying that it's a nisa because of the bezdin, the fact that you need a bezdin, and bezdin is not supposed to be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. Kesed Mishnah and the Archlaner. We'll see various terutzim on the Rambam. But I gave you the Binyan Tzion and the Avnei Nezer. Right, go through the Binyan Tzion and Avnei Nezer, fascinating truths. But both of them agree that they want to say, so the Binyan Tzion starts off saying, Ger Shemol V'lo Toval, there's no Isser or Ben Noyach Sheshovas. Right, he can keep Shabbos. He's not over on Ben Noyach Sheshovas Chayev Misa. Because once he was Nichnas Lebris, Lebris Mila, so then also he's no longer a Ben Noyach. So that Isser, Ben Noyach Sheshovas Chayev Misa goes off. And then he suggests possibly that maybe he's even Chayev in Shabbos. Avnei Nezer directly goes to he wants the Paskin that a Ben Noyach, that a Ger Shemo V'lo Itoval is Chayev in Shabbos, both of them for the same reason, because of by Mora. They got Shabbos by Mora, and the Binyan Tzion adds on the Svara that once he's Nichnas in the Bris of Mila, and Shabbos is also a bris, so the bris of Shabbos is chal on him, and therefore maybe he's even chayiv in Shabbos. We'll see. We'll come back to that tomorrow. Very, very important. It might answer a big kasha that will ask. Derech Agav, the last few lines of the Tshuva, the Binyan Tzion, he has a very big chiddush. On Ben Noyach Sheshovas Chayev Misa, so a goy has to do one. What does a goy have to do on Shabbos? Not to be over in that halacha, right? Pashtus, we always think he has to do one of the lametes melachos, turn on a light, right? So the Binyan Tzion wants to say no, he doesn't have to. What does he have to do?
Yeah.
What yigiyah? Some tircha, move furniture, right? Pick up the couch and move it to the other side of the room. Right? He does some kind of tira. In other words, the melacha that's defined, the definition of melacha for Ben Noyach Sheshovas Chayev Misa is not the definition of lamites melachis, but it's the definition, it's the simple definition of melacha, work, labor, right? Doing something that involves tircha v'yegiyah. And that's all he has to do in order to avoid. This is a very big shayla by people who are in the prospect of gerus, in the process of gerus, so they have to do a melacha. What did they do? Turning on a light is enough. According to Binyan Tzion, turning on a light wouldn't be enough. Would he have to do some kind of yegiyah, some kind of effort, right? And so in his particular shayla, he wanted to apply that. Okay, we'll stop here.